In 1960, Jack Kerouac boarded a train and headed west. He was on the road again, this time to poet Lawrence Ferlinghetti's isolated cabin in Bixby Canyon, Big Sur. Jack Kerouac captured the 6 weeks he spent there, as he did with much of his life, in a novel, this one called Big Sur. A new documentary has artists trace that journey, including Tom Waits, John Ventimiglia, Patti Smith. The director of the film is Kurt Warden. He joined us along with Joyce Johnson, who's written a memoir of her time with Jack Kerouac. She was with him the day in 1957 that On the Road came out and made him an instant celebrity.
He had written that book in 1951. By the time he actually became famous, he was a very worn-down man. So it was a very fragile person indeed who had to deal with a sudden onslaught of fame.
But also he had fans. I mean, people he couldn't beat off, practically,
the
women
and
men.
The fans were very disturbing to him because they all wanted a piece of him. Suddenly everybody wanted to know him. Everybody was interpreting and misinterpreting his message. It was a lot for anyone to deal with, even if someone in really good shape. And Jack was not in good shape.
And drinking heavily.
And drinking heavily, yes.
Me drunk practically all the time to put on a jovial cap to keep up with all this. But finally realizing I was surrounded and outnumbered and had to get away to solitude again or die.
Now, he takes the Zephyr. That's the train that would take him all the way to San Francisco. And what did he hope to find in California?
I have this vision of him curled up in that little car on the train for this long journey cross country and trying to deal with who he is, where he is, and where he may be going. I think there's a realization that he's not that 20-year-old any longer on the road.
He always had this image of himself as a kind of guy living in a hut on a mountain all by himself in seclusion. And whenever he tried it, it didn't work for him. He was always safest when he was in transit. When he actually got someplace, it would all fall apart for him very quickly.
He doesn't go straight to this little cabin. He goes to San Francisco first, where you really get a sense of the seriousness of his alcoholism.
Jack did not necessarily live his life according to plan. And even though he had a plan to meet up with Lawrence and go directly to the cabin, he gets to town, he meets up with some old buddies, and he ends up drinking. And that turns into a couple of days. But eventually he gets his act together. And he gets down to Big Sur. Getting that act together is where we get the title of the film from, One Fast Mover, I'm Gone. And I think that's a statement that he makes, that if I don't do something and I don't get moving quickly, that I'm a goner.
Right. There's this sort of wonderful moment where you have Robert Hunter, lyricist for the Grateful Dead, reading this one little section of how he gets from San Francisco to Big Sur.
One fast move or I'm gone. So I blow $8
on a cab. To drive me down that coast. It's foggy night, though. Sometimes you can see the stars in the sky to the right where the sea is.
Well, when he, got to Big Sur and had this idea of this cabin and solitude and he was going to ring himself out, he does find this magical place.
You see one single flower nodding on a cliffside far across the canyon, or a huge knot in a redwood tree looking like Zeus's face. Or some of God's little crazy creations goofing around in creek pools, zigzag bugs.
Zigzag bugs. And then you show in your film this very scenery, beautifully shot, and so powerful.
For this film to be successful, we had to hear Jack. We had to hear what he wrote. And the images, I feel, had to be very simple. And they had to allow the viewer to listen. By listening, you really get the sense of the beauty and the wonder and the detail, the color, the texture of how Jack wrote. But we know it very quickly. It turns to a very dark perspective on the Bixby Canyon where he is.
Well, there is this moment where what had been a joyous, maybe you might even say childlike experience, turns into what sounds like a nightmare.
When I went to the sea in the afternoon and suddenly took a huge, deep yogic breath to get all that good sea air in me, but somehow just got an overdose of iodine or of evil, maybe the sea caves, maybe the seaweed cities, something. My heart suddenly beating, thinking I'm going to get the local vibrations. Instead, here I am almost fainting, only it isn't an ecstatic swoon by St. Francis.
I think he's realizing at this point that he needs to be around people, and he needs to be around his friends and be in another place than this canyon.
But he can't be around people either. You know, he could not find balance in his life. He was always split in so many ways.
After this great sense of him breaking down and reaching these frightening depths, the book ends with a passage that is read here by musicians Patti Smith and Dar Williams. It's his saying goodbye to Big Sur, realizing he can't, this is not the world that he can live in.
I'll stay with Ferlin Getty at his home a few days, and he'll smile and show me to be happy for a while. And we'll drink dry wine instead of sweet and have quiet evenings in his home.
I'll get my ticket and say goodbye on a flower day and leave all San Francisco behind and go back home across autumn America, and it'll be, awesome. I mean, it's just, and it'll, that's so nice.
Is though part of the sort of sweet sadness of listening to this last passage that we know that Jack Kerouac did die what we would consider young at 47. And
in 1969, yeah.
The end of the novel, there is some sort of revelation of life.
Which, if it happened, was a passing feeling.
Yeah, but he had it for that moment.
He had it for that moment.
The sea seems to yell at me, go to your desire and don't hang around here. For, after all, the sea must be like God. God isn't asking us to mope and suffer and sit by the sea in the cold of midnight for the sake of writing down useless sounds. He gave us the tools of self-reliance, after all, to make it straight through bad life mortality toward paradise, maybe. I hope.
The documentary One Fast Move or I'm Gone, Kerouac's Big Sur, is available today on DVD. We heard from director Kurt Warden and Kerouac biographer Joyce Johnson. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.